Survey shows majority of Californians support Prop 36 to strengthen penalties for drug theft crimes. Approximately 71% of likely voters in California support Proposition 36, the citizens' initiative that would repeal some criminal justice reforms enacted by voters a decade ago, according to a survey released September 19 by the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. Prop 36, known as the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, would increase penalties for repeat offenders of some drug and theft crimes. The proposition aims to amend laws set by Proposition 47, which voters passed in 2014 to reduce prison populations by changing some crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. Support was recorded in all demographic groups. Everyone across the board seems to be in support, Deja Thomas, a survey analyst with the Institute, said in response to a question from the Epoch Times during a webinar announcing the findings. Most respondents who identified as Democrats, Republicans, and independents said they plan on voting for Prop 36, with 63%, 85%, and 73% approving, respectively. Regardless of ideology, region of the state where they reside, gender, race, age, presence of children in the household, education level, household income, place of birth, or whether they own or rent their home, support from those surveyed was widespread. While there are subgroup differences, overall, there's solid majority support, said Dean Bonner, associate survey director and senior fellow at the Policy Institute, while following up on the question from the Epoch Times during the webinar. Males were 8 percentage points more likely to vote yes than women, 75 to 67%, and Latinos were more likely to vote yes than any other race, with 75% expressing support. High school graduates with no college education were most in favor of the proposition, with 81% supporting it, while 67% of those with some college and 70% of college graduates said they would vote yes. Households with the smallest income levels were the least likely to vote yes at 65%, compared with 76% of those making between $40,000 and $80,000 saying they approve and 72% of households making more than $80,000 in favor. The age of respondents had the most variability, with 61% of likely voters between the ages of 18 and 44 supporting the proposition, while 77% of those 45 or older reported they would vote yes. Survey respondents also said Prop 36 is the most important of the 10 ballot measures, including 5 voters' initiatives and 5 constitutional amendments presented by the legislature, set for the November election. Proposition 36 on crime sentences currently leads in support, interest, and importance among the 10 state propositions. Mark Baldessari, PPIC statewide survey director and Miller Chair in Public Policy, said in a press release accompanying the survey, twice as many individuals chose Prop 36 as their priority, with 26% most interested in it, compared with about 13% for Proposition 4, a safe drinking water bond measure, and Proposition 33, which expands government authority to enact rent control laws. The survey was conducted online between August 29 and September 9, and 1,605 Californians, including 1,071 likely voters, were questioned. Researchers calculated a margin of error of 3.1% for all respondents and about 3.7% for those who intend to vote. Proponents of Prop 36 say the measure is needed to address the impact of Prop 47. According to the Yes on 36 campaign website, the measure is backed by hundreds of local businesses, hundreds of local governments and officials, more than 100 business organizations, more than 100 law enforcement officials, and dozens of community groups. Opponents say Prop 36 could prove too costly and negatively impact the state by shifting funds from community programs to prisons. Supporting Prop 36 means diverting funds away from education, mental health, substance use treatment, and more. Monica Montgomery Stepp, San Diego County Supervisor, said in a September 4th X post, "We must choose progress, not regression. I stand for safety and justice reform, not Prop 36. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the proposal would increase the prison population and prefers a more moderate approach to reforming Prop 47, like the legislative package of bills he recently signed into law. About mass incarceration, and it would increase costs to taxpayers," Newsom said in a September 4th press conference on a different topic. and it's an initiative that can't be reformed unless we go back to the voters. He also said Prop 36 is calling for a return to the war on drugs policies of the 1980s. Debates in the legislature and throughout the state this year have contemplated the matter, with experts on both sides offering a variety of perspectives. A study released September 17th by the Policy Institute found that criminal justice reforms included in Prop 47 led to a decrease in prison populations but also contributed to an increase in some criminal activity. Researchers found that prison populations fell by approximately 13,000, resulting in savings to the state of about $800 million. The study concluded that Prop 47's change in laws is likely responsible for statistically significant increases, including a 2.1% increase in property crimes and a 3.9% spike in auto thefts, among others. Lower clearance rates, the percentage of crimes reported that are ultimately resolved with arrest and prosecution, are potentially attributable to Prop 47, with offenders about half as likely to be arrested for property crimes today than in 2014, according to the study. The reclassification of some property and drug offenses from felonies to misdemeanors may have influenced law enforcement officers' arrest strategies and discretion, researchers said in the report. For one, voters signaled to criminal justice actors, including law enforcement, that reclassified drug and property offenses should be considered less serious, requiring different responses than incarceration. With arrest rates declining by about 10% in the 2 years after the proposition was passed and fewer crimes being solved, researchers concluded that one-third of auto thefts can be attributed to the change. Researchers cited two effects: incapacitation, when policies reduce prison sentences and give criminals more opportunities to commit crimes, and deterrence, when the likelihood of apprehension declines and those committing crimes do not fear the consequences, as likely playing a role in increases in crime experienced over the past 10 years. A higher likelihood of being apprehended for a crime deters people from committing a crime more strongly than the likelihood of receiving a long sentence, researchers said. That is, the possibility of getting caught deters people more than a harsh punishment. Proponents of Prop 36 suggest the ballot measure would address some of the issues they believe originated with Prop 47. Many of the more serious offenders, there are no consequences, and they have stepped up their criminal conduct and are preying upon small businesses and large retailers alike, Greg Totten, CEO of the California District Attorneys Association, told host Siamak Karami on a recent episode of Epic TV's California Insider. There are felony consequences for those individuals who repeatedly prey on retailers in that way.